Kitty. Kitty, I'm home. Hugs, 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 please. Can I hug you? Please, please, please. Oh, it would just be so cute if I could hug you. Okay, that's a resounding yes then. Oh, I've missed you, Kitty. Oh, I've missed you so much. Every single second of work, I was thinking about you. About how cute you are, how adorable you are, how precious you are. And how about the 3,000 plus pictures I have on my phone just don't do your adorable little ears and tail justice. Oh, I was thinking about how much I wanted to hug you and nuzzle you and give you lots and lots of kisses on your cheeks. Which I think I'll do right now if you don't mind. Mwah, 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 mwah. I love you, Kitty. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I love you so much. Are you hungry? Do you want me to make you something? There's no trouble for my perfect little kitty. What do you want? Chicken? Turkey? Pheasant? And not to be stereotypical, but I could also make you fish if you wanted. Tuna? Salmon? I'll get you anything you want, little kitty. Anything at all. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I would serve you my own flesh if that's what you wanted. Although, I probably wouldn't taste very good. I'd probably just taste like an addict. As in, someone who's hopelessly addicted to how cute you are. Oh, just look at you, Kitty. Your ears, your nosy, your eyes. You're so cute, you're going to give me a heart attack. Seriously, how can something so cute and small be so diabolical? Oh, you have 9 lives and you're going to take away my one with your overwhelming cuteness. Oh well, I can't think of a better way to go than dying of your cuteness. Please, my darling, before your cuteness kills me, grant me one final piece of wisdom, please. I have to know. Tell me, who is the cutest in the whole wide world? No, it's not me. It's you, my cutie. It's you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And if anyone says they're cuter than you, I'll gladly remove them from this world that they soil. Anyway, so, Kitty, how was your day, sweetheart? I hope I made it better by coming home. That's good. I always want to make your day better. You do the same for me, after all. So, I missed you. I'm pretty sure I told you that already. If not, it's true. I missed you. I missed you. I missed you. I missed you. It's what I say every time, so I can't imagine I didn't. But I wanted to ask, did you miss me too, Kitty? So sweet of you. You're not just adorable, but you're super, super sweet as well. What don't you have? Other than the right to leave the house without me. But other than that, what don't you have? You've got it all, my cutie. You've got cuteness, sweetness, a tracker. You've got everything. You know, even though I was at work at my desk, bored out of my mind, every chance I got, I made sure to check up on you, on the cameras. I know it doesn't have to be said, but you are looking very, very cute today. Well, it does have to be said because your immense cuteness deserves to be stated. But it's obvious even if I don't say it, is what I meant. And I said you were looking very, very cute. And you still look cute currently as well. Of course, obviously. You are looking outside a lot, I noticed. Did you see some birds, or did you want to go out? We can go out together, but you can't leave my side. You just can't go out by yourself, darling. You're just far too cute and precious. If the creeps out there see you, they'll try and kidnap you the first chance they get. And we can't have that. I'll be buried 6 feet under the cold, hard ground before I let anyone touch a single whisker on your adorable, perfect head. No, no one can touch you, little kitty. You're mine. You're my perfect, cute, adorable kitty. But like I said, no going out without me. Okay, kitty? You'll get snatched up. You'll be taken away from me, and I snatched you up first, fair and square. No one else gets that privilege. Now, did you want to go for a walk, darling? No? Oh, you are so sweet. Are you just saying that so I don't have to worry about people trying to kidnap you? Just so I don't have to fight people off with a flamethrower? Thank you so much for thinking of me, kitty. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I love you so much. I love you so much that I would love you even if you weren't so cute. Which, by itself, is blasphemous for me to even say. Because how could a cutie like you be possibly anything less than the cutest kitty cat in the entire world? But I love you for more than just that, my darling. I do. I love how well behaved you are. I love how you trust me with your safety. I know it's not easy to trust a person, which is why it means so much to me that you trust me. If I tell you something is dangerous and to get away from it and come close to me, you don't argue. You just obey. You follow. And that touches me deep within my heart. Now, I know how I can be excessive with my urge to protect you sometimes. And I assume you think so too, but that doesn't change what I said. Besides, so what if I'm a little bit excessive? It's better to be safe than sorry. Especially when I'm protecting the most precious thing in the entire world. You, my darling little cinnamon bun. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And I love how clingy you can be with me sometimes. And how much you're okay with me being clingy with you. Like when we're cuddling in bed as we drift off to sleep. I like your reaction when I hug you. Especially when I'm hugging you and then I hug you even tighter. Oh, it's so cute. But like I said, I love you for more than just your cuteness. I love you for your everything. Because you are my everything. Of course. And that's not to say that you aren't incredibly, ridiculously, unbelievably cute. Because you are. If I opened up a dictionary and looked under the word cute, I am certain there'd be a picture of you. Then I would have to find whoever made that dictionary and interrogate them to figure out how they got that picture of you from. But you don't have to worry about that, kitty. You can leave all that stuff to me. Okay, cutie? So you can just focus on being incredibly adorable and... I see you already are. Mwah, 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 mwah. So cute. You're such a lovely, lovable little kitten. Mwah. Yes, you are. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Yes, you are. I'm just so glad that I have you in my life. You're the most perfect thing for me to come home to. And do you know what else you're perfect for? Scratching behind the ears. Can I, Kitty? Can I scratch you behind your ears a little? Please? Thank you so much, sweet Kitty. Then I won't wait any longer. Oh. How does that feel, baby? Good? That's good. Because you deserve the best, Kitty. Only the best scritches for the best kitty in the whole wide world. You really are perfect. So very, very perfect. Random thought. But you know how they say Nekos have 9 lives? It got me thinking, if that's true, I would want to spend all 9 of them with you. Do you think that's unreasonable of me to ask? I can't imagine letting you spend your life with anyone else other than me. My life was a blur before you, Kitty. Just a dull, boring blur. You finally gave me something to look forward to. I know I keep saying it, but I just love coming home to you. I only say it so much because it's so internalized. Because it's such a core part of myself. I love coming home to your cute little puppy dog eyes. That might be a weird thing to say for an echo, but Kitty... cat eyes? Is that a term? Kitten eyes? Oh, I don't know. I'm sure there's one I'm forgetting here. But the point is, your expressions are so supremely cute and precious. And I also love coming home and just getting to talk to you. I really like talking to you. It can be about anything, really, or nothing at all. I just like getting attention from you. I know from your side it might look like I'm the one giving you the attention, but it goes both ways. I like it when you just look at me. I love your little feline eyes. And I love getting home and being able to tell you that I love you. And kiss you and scratch you and cuddle you. And by the way, I love you. I love loving you. I want to love you for all of your 9 lives. I hope that isn't too much to ask for. I just want to be with you forever, kitten. And forever is a long time, I know, but I'm certain I want to be with you forever. Who's going to spoil you without me around? Who's going to tell you how cute and adorable and precious you are? Which, by the way, you are, cutie. You're cute, adorable, and precious. And I want to tell you that every single day. So I'll keep you. Every day. You're mine. Mine, mine, mine. You're my kitty. My love. My darling. My precious, perfect kitty. And I'm keeping you forever. I don't care what the world or fate has to say about that. You're mine. And I will love you forever. Even after all this time, I still love you just as much as the day I met you. And on the day I met you, I loved you then. Very, very much. It's weird. Before, I never figured love at first sight would be real, but then I met you. And I knew at first sight that I would kill or die for you. I'd do anything for you, Kitty. Anything at all. Oh, sorry if the conversation took a rather dark turn. But whatever, let's not brood. There's a lot for us to be happy about, I think. Because I have you and you have me. Forever. Now, come on, you must be so hungry. You've still not told me what you want to eat. I'll make you anything. Anything at all. Because you're my cute, cute, one-of-a-kind kitty.